weekday. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says the deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone has done before to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
We have before us a historic opportunity to pursue a safer, more secure world for our children. It might not come around again in our lifetimes. That's why we're going to seize it today and keep America a beacon of hope, liberty, and leadership for generations to come.
Mr. Obama said without the Iran nuclear deal, the world risks having another war in the most volatile region in the world. Earlier on Saturday, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei made his own comments on the deal, saying it is not a signal of cooperation with the U.S. and its allies on other issues. Saudi Arabia arrested more than 400 people, most of them Saudis, Saturday, with suspected links to the Islamic State militants. Interior Ministry accused those arrested of conducting two suicide bombings in May that killed up to 25 people at Shiite Muslim mosque in the country's oil-rich eastern region. Death toll from a massive car bombing near Baghdad continues to climb, as many as 130 dead in an attack claimed by the Islamic State. Authorities are calling back the attacks, which wounded at least 170 others, the worst such bombing targeting Iraqi civilians in the past decade. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari begins a four-day visit. He's coming to Washington today. The threat posed by Boko Haram is expected to top the agenda when President Obama meets Mr. Buhari. U.S. is seeking to expand assistance to Nigeria in fighting the militants who have intensified their attacks since Mr. Buhari took office in May. This is VOA News. Kenya's Westgate Mall, the shopping mall there in the capital, Nairobi, has reopened nearly 2 years after it became the scene of one of the country's worst terrorist attacks. Members of the Al-Shabaab militant group stormed Westgate Mall on September the 21st in 2013, hurling grenades, many of them opening fire on shoppers and employees. Before the three-day siege ended, 67 people were dead. Olga Ercolano owns a business in the mall.
That day was really tragic. My staff, Caroline, who is a sales girl, she was there that day, and she was lucky to escape alive. But she also doesn't want to go back to those memories, you know. We just want to be positive and just move forward. And I'm really happy that this is all happening and it's opening again, and I'm happy to be back.
Al-Shabaab had said the 2013 attack was in retaliation for Kenyan troops' participation in anti-militant activities in neighboring Somalia. Attacks have taken a toll on Kenya's economy and its appeal as a tourist destination. Governors in at least six U.S. states have authorized the arming of personnel at National Guard facilities following Thursday's deadly attacks in Chattanooga, Tennessee. On Saturday, the sailor who was wounded at a military support center died, raising the death toll in that attack to five, including four Marines. VOA's Sharon Bain reports now from Chattanooga.
As yet, no one knows why Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, a Kuwaiti-born naturalized American, on Thursday attacked two military facilities here. But some feel that the war the U.S. is fighting against terrorism has reached small-town America. Fear is normal, says Chattanooga Police Chief Fred Fletcher.
There are a number of people in our community that feel in fear of their safety in the aftermath of this. I can tell you that the Chattanooga Police Department, and I personally as their chief of police, are committed to doing whatever we can to help everybody, regardless of their faith or regardless of their circumstances, be and feel safe.
The latest shooting has unnerved people here. For those grieving, the shooting was simply a tragedy they were struggling to understand. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Also here in the U.S., scuffles broke out at a South Carolina state house Saturday after several dozen Ku Klux Klan members protesting the removal of a Confederate flag came face-to-face with African-American activists demonstrating nearby. The flag, viewed by opponents as a historic symbol of racial hatred toward African-Americans, was removed from the state house grounds in response to last month's killing of nine African-American churchgoers in the city of Charleston. President Obama called the removal of the flag, which was mandated by state lawmakers, a gesture of goodwill and racial healing. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Great news.
It's VOA. With all the latest hits right here on VOA 1.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. She goes left and you stay right. Between the lines, share the blame. You begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost my head somewhere along the bitterness that I put out straight up to you all night. And I know how to say.
Is VOA 1. I've got new music from Rachel Platten. I've got DJ Snake and Aluna George on the way. And Kanye West got a new gig. I'll tell you about it. But first, here's Andy Grammer on the hit.
No, no, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home. Home. It's been a long night here and a long night there. And these long, long legs are damn near everywhere. Hold up, now you look good. I will not lie. But
So no, no, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. Should not, I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I gotta bid you adieu to another.
music. New music. VOA 1.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word
song, her latest, climbing up the charts. That is such a powerful song. Love it. I hope you do too. Hope you love Calvin Harris, because if you do, you'll be happy to know he's next. This is Feel So Close on the Hits.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love pours down on me, surround me like a waterfall. And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Sunday on VOA1. Next to me, you know, there's a remix of that song out now featuring Kendrick Lamar. You might want to check that one out. Stick around, Lady Gaga, Justin Timberlake, all coming up on VOA1, the hits.
Some people want me to be heads.
or tails. I say no way, try again another day. I should be happy, not tipping the scales. I just won't play, letting my life get away. I'm no fool, no, I'm not a follower. I don't take things as they come if they break me down.
Love, 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 I want your love. watch out barrel mask.
It's Lady Gaga on The One. It's time now for Word on the Tweets, and I'm reading that Kanye West is going to be headlining the closing ceremonies of the Pan Am Games in Toronto. Now, the games began on July 10th. They feature about 6,000 athletes from 41 nations across the Americas and the Caribbean. About 45,000 people are expected to attend the closing ceremonies on July 26th. No doubt Kanye West will give them the show of their lives. He's next with Rihanna and Paul McCartney on VOA 1 The Hits.
I think I've had enough. I might get a little drunk. I say what's on my mind. I might do a little time. Cause all of my kindness is taken for weakness.
Trash.
You'll pay my bill. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale.
See, all of my kindness, it's taken for weakness. Now I'm
your breath,
yeah.
Ooh, don't know when the
about tomorrow. Got that little something I like, that little something I've been wanting to borrow. Tonight's the night, come on, surrender. I won't lead your love astray, astray, yeah. Your love's a weapon, give your body some direction. That's my aim. Then we could, come on, use me up until there's nothing left.
To be in a bad mood when Justin Timberlake is on the radio. You know what I mean? I am the Lady DJ. It's also kind of hard to be in a bad mood when Maroon 5 is coming up next, and they are on the hit.
a bitch. So expensive what she eats. Cause she's so fancy. Cause she's so fancy.
Just before you found out, drink up this last call, last resort, but only the first mistake. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by. Oh, just show me a little bit of spark. You've been saving for his bed rest.
Forget to join me anytime you like on Facebook. I'm there probably way too much. You can search VOA Lady DJ 1. We'll kind of kick it while we listen to great music from Selena Gomez on Hits.
Now that I have captured your attention, I want to steal you for rhythm and invention. Mr. T, you say I'm ready for inspection. Show me how you make a first impression.
My neck won't work.
Can we go thrift shopping?
$20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a come up. This is being awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big now. I'm just pumped. I bought some from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pinks and my gator shoes. Those are green drapes and a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me. Probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. But it was 99 cents. Copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in bummy and grungy. Fucking it. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I have his hand me down? Thank you. Lord jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie Brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my Miller. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneaker heads would be like,
ah, he got the Velcro. I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome. Ow. I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome.
What she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? Whoa. I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Whoa. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt. Cause right now I'm up in her skirt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the. I'm not stuck on friction in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that.
Whoa.
The built-in onesie with the socks on them.
Whoa.
I hit the party and they stop in that.
Whoa.
They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant. I call that getting swindled and pimped. I call that getting tricked by business. Whoa. That shirt's hella dope. And that was the same one as six other people in this club is a hella don't eat gang. Come take a look through my telescope. Tryna get girls from a brand, man, you hella won't. Man, you hella won't.
Goodwill.